Hello, dear listener, James here. Just a very quick audio boo to welcome you back to the working week. It's a shorter week this week, hopefully. But my goodness, it all starts again, doesn't it? So soon after all those bank holidays. This goes out with a special mention to Mr. Simon Toon, who's been struggling, I think, with technology. And I totally feel your pain, Simon, in that every now and then something will go wrong and that problem will be so insoluble and irritating that while you are trying to solve it, another one will come along. And oh my goodness me, yeah, the camera going wrong. Actually, the amount of tech we have hanging around us at any time, even if it's like a washing machine or a printer or, you know, some, or a video recorder or a PVR that's got full and needs to be emptied, or DVD writer that you've just realised has written a batch of DVDs, none of which now actually work, and you've deleted the stuff off the hard drive. So many of these pressures and frustrations are just so annoying. Any problems at work, I hope, are quickly resolved using all the resources at one's disposal. At the moment, I've got some resource planning to do, in which, because Manchester's being handed over quite soon, I've got to send some engineers up to there. So I'm thinking, anybody want to spend 4 weeks in Salford? Nobody's really come back rushing, but we'll see how that goes. They do get to come back at the weekends. I mean, I'd like to do it myself, but I think, you know, 4 weeks in a hotel might get a little bit tiresome eventually. Even if they've got nice tiled walls going, I don't know. Anyway, back to it, and all is quite quiet. Nothing else to report, really, apart from the fact I've had plenty of coffee. Although, actually, this month I should be sort of cutting down. I don't know how I'm going to do it just yet. June tends to be my caffeine-free month. And I tend to drink 2 cups of coffee a day on my work days. One as soon as I get up in the morning and one as soon as I get into work. And then it's fruit teas for the rest of the day. I want to cut down to one, but I don't know when to have it. Either, I suppose, I could have half a cup of coffee when I get up and half when I get into work. That's an idea, isn't it? Well, I think half a cup of coffee might just be a little bit unsatisfying. Right, and with that conundrum, I shall close. Wish you a happy day. I hope once again, Simon, you were your week improves, and hope the sun's shining where you are. Speak to you soon, and goodbye. I'm aware, incidentally, that I sounded like I was in the palatial office when I recorded that. Now I was just in the meeting room. I've got back to my desk now, which is in an open plan office, but I'm facing the wall, so nobody can see what I'm doing. I'm a crafty booer. Speak to you later. Bye-bye.